Carlos Iván Mendoza Hernández was shot 7 times by ICE in Paterson, California, on April 7th. With bullets on his body, immigration agents handcuffed him, removed his clothes, and left him naked on the side of the road before he was finally given medical attention. He is a father and a provider of a 3-year-old child. His fiance, Cindy Hernandez, says after undergoing multiple surgeries, he was removed from the ICU by agents and has since been transported to multiple facilities while still in critical condition. Now, she says, his body is showing signs of a possible infection while he is detained and in a wheelchair.
He was discharged from ICU after his fourth surgery. And until now, the biggest concern that we have, he hasn't received adequate treatment, medical treatment. Last Monday, when we went to court, my lawyers told me that they saw his hand swollen, the one that has majority of the shots. He received majority of the surgeries in there, right? And until now, no one has checked on him. He mentioned to me through phone calls that he's getting some liquid coming out. I've been asking, right, what is the color of the liquid? Because I'm worried that can be an infection. He says a little bit yellow, right? A little bit watery.
Immigrant rights advocates argue transportation between facilities is part of a larger pattern that plays out across the country. Michelle Arkin from No Camps Coalition says California is not living up to a sanctuary state and deplores the conditions inside what she calls the concentration camps.
People who are being kidnapped off the street by ICE, a lot of time without any due process, living in absolutely inhumane conditions with zero oversight. They're exactly what they is, the definition of a concentration camp. Law enforcement and ICE working together, terrorizing, that's exactly the right word, terrorizing our communities. And a big part of what we're trying to do is bring California back into the national conversation. You know, you hear about Dilley and you hear about some of the others, you know, states, and you also see the governors and the mayors taking very strong vocal stances against it. And in California, it's like, it's just not even part of the conversation anymore. And we have thousands and thousands of people in detention, dying. Raped women, pregnant children, like it is absolutely unconscionable.
Attorney Patrick Kolansinski says ICE statements claim self-defense against a moving car when they opened fire against Hernandez. But Hernandez's lawyer disputes the narrative. He says Hernandez was not a threat and he has evidence to prove immigration agents shot first before the vehicle began moving.
Right now, they have not really justified the attack on him. And that was actually the most interesting part for me, is that the judge noted in the complaint, they say they fired before he moved the car. There's no indication that he was being a danger, and there should not ever be a discharge unless somebody is an imminent risk. They haven't really done a great job justifying it. And obviously, we think the charges are completely unwarranted because he very clearly in those videos wasn't trying to run anybody over.
Arkin with the No Camps Coalition says the urgency surrounding Hernandez's condition comes as advocates continue documenting deaths tied to delayed medical care in immigrant detention facilities. She points to cases where people's infections turned septic, saying advocates fear Hernandez's injuries could become life-threatening.
We had a man in Adelanto die because of a toothache. No man should ever die because of an infected tooth, but they let him. And that's why we were sounding the alarm for Carlos, because when we see that he's not getting treatment, we know that he has wounds that are and recovering from surgeries. When you can see that there's infection, that's something that can escalate, something that shouldn't escalate to be something that's lethal or should take his life. Where are the people that should be providing this kind of oversight? Why aren't they doing their jobs? Why is that being allowed to happen in these detention centers? Because they're privately owned and because they fall under federal law. And so the states can do nothing. So we can do nothing. That can't be right. That can't be right. But it's what's happening.
For Hernandez's fiance, the fight has become both personal and public, pushing for medical care while trying to understand a case She says authorities and the health department have failed to fully explain. She says her family is still searching for answers, but right now, her focus remains on keeping the father of her child alive.
I just need justice for Carlos. I need people, the governments, authorities, right, that has power in California to look at this case. There's so many things that happened that has impacted him, majority him, right, my family, even my daughter, that cannot be just swept and then forget about this. I really need help, but the biggest part and my biggest concern right now is the medical treatment. So if someone can support with this, right, at least to follow up, verify that he's getting the adequate medical treatment, that will be great, right? The other part, we continue fighting with the attorneys for us to get evidence, right, for us to fight for his case, because the story will be completely different if he didn't survive, right? There's a reason why he's still here, and I'm very committed to continue fighting for him and make these things right.
According to the American Civil Liberties Union, deaths in immigration detention centers reached record heights between January 2025 and May 2026, with fatalities rising by 450%, marking President Donald Trump's return to the White House, the deadliest in over two decades. Clint Torres, KPFA.